Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. This is episode 27
of season one still, or
yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I believe we had some ideas about the season.
But we
thingies.
Will discuss this later on. But who are you again?
I am as always Captain Kane or Marijn.
And I am Sam or Brace Boy.
As always.
As always as well. Welcome in this episode, I think.
Do we need to do this over? Or
no, we should just go on because
awkward
intros are also funny.
Okay.
There is probably somebody laughing very hard about this.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And it's probably your mother.
Yeah.
Or mine.
Or yours. Or one of our many fans. Now, let's just go get into it. We have another crisp.
Yeah.
We have another crisp.
Yeah. There was a poll.
On
Facebook.
Yeah.
And
so you already guessed
with
one because you could see it on Facebook.
Yes. And this time with a convincing 67. Well, yeah, 67. You said awkward moments were funny, right?
Yeah, but not
67.
Yeah.
67%.
Lee?
This one, the Lay's Bugles
Natural Cheese flavor.
One.
And it's again, it's a corn based crisp.
Yes.
Just like last week.
Yeah.
Although last week was popcorn, so that's
Very corn based.
It's very corn based. And let's just shall I open the bag?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is gonna sound very corny, but it smells
nacho
very corny.
Crisp. Oh, corny. Yeah. And maybe we should say we not only have the crisps, but we also have dips.
Now I thought we would first do them au naturel and then introduce the dips.
Then first, yeah, we try them first au naturel.
Without dips, I think it's
corn, a little bit of nacho cheese.
Yeah, they are a little bland. They're not salty. The crunch is all right, but it's not stellar. I find this a little bland. It's not bad. Let's be honest. But I get why they advertise it as something you should dip in a dipping sauce or something.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
You taste a little bit of the corn and a little bit of nacho cheese, but it doesn't have that much flavor of itself.
So what we have two dipping sauces. We have Herbie cream cheese. Cream cheese with herb flavor. And we have taco sauce salsa.
Yes. From Santa Maria. Well, sounds very
Spanish, Hispanic.
It is the medium, so it's not too spicy.
Okay. That's good to know.
With fine pieces, it says.
Let's try
taco
it out.
Sauce. Yeah. So I'll try the cream cheese first.
The salsa really, really makes the crisp a lot better, in my personal opinion.
The cream cheese is nice, but the flavor of this cream cheese overpowers the bugle a little bit.
Yeah, the salsa stimulates the taste of the bugle.
Okay,
in
so
my opinion.
I'll go and try that.
If you could hand me the cream cheese, I would. To be honest, I really like this kind of cream cheese, so maybe this will change my opinion. But yeah, I like it better with the salsa. To be honest,
me too.
Yeah, the cream cheese it isn't bad at all. Let's
no.
And I think a lot of people would like it more with the cream cheese. And cream cheese is good as well, but the salsa is just, it reaches that high. So maybe we should do the rating in two stages.
Yes.
First, the au naturel, and then which sauce we like most and why we like that sauce the most. Maybe.
Yes.
So, au naturel, the bugle. What do you think?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Crunch is all right.
Yeah.
Smell
is faint.
Taste is also not very...
Not spectacular.
Yeah, they're also not very salty, and I like a salty crisp. That's just a personal preference.
Okay, maybe a 2.5.
Yeah. 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah, let's go for 2.5. Final. And with the dipping sauces, I think it could get to... With the dipping sauce, either of them, it already goes to a 3.5, in my personal opinion.
True.
And
true.
Then with the nacho wrap, the salsa sauce, it's probably, for me, it could be a 4. 4 out of 5. Mm. If you would count it up then.
I think the salsa goes better with this type of crisp in flavor.
I totally agree.
Cream cheese is okay, but
no.
Salsa is a little bit better.
Yeah. So a 4 with salsa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although that could really depend on if you have a really very good salsa with it.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
We now have a store-bought salsa, but you can, of course, you can make your own salsa. I do it quite often. It's quite easy.
Yeah,
to do.
I hear you have very good salsa.
Yeah, you have tasted it on my birthday.
I said it.
Marijn, you again, as our trivia master, you have prepared a trivia for this week, but I believe it's not really a fact. It's more a question to our listeners as well. It's more...
Yeah, because I thought because we
maybe
were...
you should talk a little bit more into the microphone.
I thought since we were trying with dip sauces right now, I find some trivia about dipping sauces. And I already know how I got there, because yesterday I was in the supermarket picking dipping sauce.
Yeah.
And I saw several jars of Mexican sauces.
Yeah.
Some
salsas.
Called dip, some called salsa. So, it wasn't clear to me what the difference between them was. So I just picked one, and actually this is a taco sauce for over your tacos.
But it works fine.
Works fair, but I didn't know what the difference was between this and other salsas.
Yeah.
Were usually more how do you say that? With bigger chunks in it, with bigger chunks of tomato, but also salsas can be very, because this one is quite, quite fine, finely pureed.
Yeah. True.
I thought, what is the difference between sauce and dip? And I looked on the internet and I couldn't really find a very good answer. So. My question to you is, what do you think makes up a salsa or a dip or a sauce? What's the difference between them?
Yeah, and the important part in this question is that he's not asking it to me, but it is asking to you, the listener.
Yes.
Yeah.
What makes
it... please comment or send us a tweet if you have an opinion about this, if you know something, if maybe you work in
send us your favorite dipping sauce recipe and then we can try it out.
Yeah, and please if you maybe you are working in food production, or maybe you work at a factory where they make salsas or dipping sauces, maybe you can explain to us from your professional perspective, what is the difference between a salsa and a dipping sauce?
That would be great.
And of course, also everybody that just knows something or has a feeling about it, share your opinion, share your findings.
Yeah, and maybe you, I guess you saw it coming.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, since we were trying these with dips, or salsas,
and we have
or
tried other crisps and dips.
Exactly. Maybe we should also embrace this as something that Captain Kane and Brace Boy on Irate Crisps will rate. Dip sauces.
Dip sauces.
Or dipping sauces.
Yeah.
Things to put your crisps in to make them taste better. But that was just my idea. And I've heard from a very... how do you say that? Reliable source.
Yeah.
That you, Brace Boy, Sam, have a very strong opinion about this.
I do indeed. I have a very strong opinion about this because there is... For me, there is something very particular about... my opinion stems out of two major points. The first point is that I think dipping sauces only work with certain crisps. It's not something that you would do... would use with every crisp. I don't think that you can improve a paprika crisp with a salsa, for example, or
no, but you can improve, for example, a naturel crisp, crisp.
Yeah, but that brings us to my second point. My second point is crisps that need a salsa or a dipping sauce are most often inferior crisps. And then it is like, are we just trying to review a crisp and say, is it good or is it not good? Or are we reviewing a crisp and then say, oh, but you can save this miserable failure of a piece of garbage crisp by dipping it in some beautifully made sauce? Yeah, of course, because you can make everything. You can make taste cardboard very delightful with a little bit of a dipping sauce.
Let's not put that
to the test
for the poll for next time. But
what I then would do if you start to test dipping sauces, which I'm open to. Let's make sure, because dipping sauces can be very delicious and can be very interesting to taste. But then I think you should taste them all with the same crisp. So you should bring. You should take out all the other variables in the equation, in a sense. So if you say, okay, we're gonna taste a dipping sauce next week, then you again taste them with Boogles, or we say we use plain Dorito chips or whatever for that to taste it with, and then we can see is the dipping sauce better than the other dipping sauce, and not okay, this is a nice crisp. See if we can make it better with the dipping sauce.
Okay, not necessarily open to it, but
no,
maybe
I'm open to it.
In certain specific cases.
No, I'm totally open to it, but I say then you have to create a baseline.
Okay. So a salted crisp.
Yeah, or a plain,
something like that.
Plain tortilla crisp or something like that, and then you say like, okay, if we try a dip sauce, we always try it with this crisp, so we know how it compares to different dipping sauces.
Yeah, that's a good idea because I was looking for what to do with Bugles.
Yeah,
and I found a lot of homemade recipes with Bugles.
Yeah, we can also just use Bugles.
Bugles is very good for dipping.
Okay, we can use Bugles as our base point for dip sauces. We can now just say that and make it a rule on the show or something.
Don't worry, we're not just going to do dip sauces.
No, of course not. No, that will be hipster.
No,
because our
website is still called Irate Crisps.
And this show is still called the Crippled Crisp Review. So
because you were. You called me up a couple of weeks ago with a. Do you want to make a show?
Yeah.
Again. A new one.
A new. Yeah. And maybe before people get confused, this is also a show. But we mean a theater show.
A comedy show.
A theater show.
Yeah.
So we shoot we have started thinking about this now.
Yeah, well, you asked it to me to think about it, and I had to think about it for a while.
Yeah.
But there was something that appealed to me about it, making a new show. There were some ideas, and after you said it, they those ideas came more into words. They became more concrete.
Yeah, yeah, and we have a meeting planned for this week to see what we're gonna do. I'm interested.
What and when and how
and how and it's gonna take some energy. It's gonna take some time.
Yes,
we're both busy people. I have been struggling with some complications of my disability the last couple of weeks. So I'm not sure in what tempo we will have a new show, but we will give you give you the listener updates from time to time when there is something to update. But please be advised that we are thinking about making a new show.
Yes.
I know we have been missed on the roads. We have been missed in comedy venues all around the Netherlands. And we will prepare a comeback. A new show, new tryout dates, the whole shebang, shaboom. But it will happen when it happens, I think.
Nicely spoken.
Yeah. And about the show.
Yes.
About this show. Because
about
this is also
show. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
this
yeah.
is also a show. We're going to do some stuff a little differently.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
No, it's we're still going to review Crisps.
We're still going to go review Crisps. We still try to upload and make an episode every week.
It's still going to be Captain Kane and Brace Boy, yeah, Brian Sam.
It's still going to be the same old shenanigans, but we're going to quit with the whole season stuff because I don't know why we ever started with the whole season stuff.
I don't know.
It was just an idea of us, I think. The idea is that this is just going to be episode
27.
You've maybe already seen that when you clicked on this episode to listen to it. And next week it's just going to be episode 28.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be a great grand old time.
We're still going to look for crisps.
Yeah.
And put polls on our Facebook page.
We're still going to talk about being disabled. We're still going to talk about politics that we find interesting. We're still going to talk about movies that we find interesting. All kind of stuff. Magic cards, maybe.
To
explain a little to people, we had the idea of having season one being inspired by the whole idea of Brexit and our whole idea with putting Marijn out there to get a partner from the United Kingdom to offer her a passport. And then we thought that season one would end around the end of March. With actual Brexit being at 29th of March.
But who knows when the actual Brexit is going to take place.
Yeah, because they're discussing that right now in Brussels, I believe. So that's today. So I don't know how they're going to be, how that is working out. So we don't know. We just quit the whole episode thing. We will now and again talk about Brexit, I think, because it influences us in a sense as well, I think. Also because we're maybe planning to make a comeback on the UK stages as well.
Yeah.
That's something that's still in our minds. So that's that.
Yeah. But, well, like Sam said before, everything is going to be the same about this show, actually.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, for our next episode, not in the new season, but just episode 28, we want to review a new crisp.
Yeah.
And we want to know what it is.
Yeah.
We have a choice.
Option A is
a couple of weeks in the running now.
It's Doritos Collision.
Yeah.
And option B, Marijn,
was
it?
The Eat Real, I believe it was Eat Real Quinoa Crisp.
Very interesting. Crisps made of bird seed. It's yeah. gonna be a stellar episode,
it's,
I think.
If it wins, and if
Doritos wins, it's also gonna be a stellar episode because you're in it. So it's gonna be fun anyway. So please vote on our Facebook poll.
Yeah. So Doritos Collision or quinoa crisps.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Please vote on that. Please share this episode. Reviews.
Like us,
write comments, ask us questions, and please don't forget, you can always send us a tip or advice in what kind of crisps you would like us to see us review anyway. Even if it's not in the poll, you can always suggest something and maybe we will put it in the poll for next time.
That, or if you send if you think, oh, I really want this bag of crisps reviewed,
yeah,
you can send us a bag of crisps.
Yeah, yeah, of course, please contact us first, because I hope you don't have our addresses right now.
How is the question pops up in my mind, because our email addresses were down for a while.
Yeah,
how is that?
I have sent from my working email address, my normal email address. I've sent a couple of emails with the people that maintain our server, the maintenance team, and they are working on it. It's a problem. The thing is that, and then I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, we're paying for it as well.
Yes.
So a letter of complaints is in the make. Let's say it like that.
Okay.
And maybe we should find a new server to host it all. But that's a worry for another time.
Okay.
Until that time.
No. We do a quick roundup now.
Oh, we do a quick roundup now.
So
I thought it was like a beautiful.
Of course.
Yeah.
We still have to say that we reviewed Bugles.
Yeah.
Which got 2.5 bags.
Yeah.
But we also tried it with a couple of dips, cream cheese and taco sauce.
Yeah.
And then they become a 4.
Yeah. Especially with the taco sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they are very good. We talked about what is the difference between a dip and a sauce.
Yes.
Because we don't know.
No. So please tell us.
Please tell us indeed. We talked about what is going to change in the show you're listening to. We talked about that we're working on a new comedy show on a theater, something that you can see us in real life. It's very exciting.
And ask autographs and such.
Yeah. And
we gave you a choice
for next week
to review next week.
Yeah.
Doritos Collision or quinoa chips.
Yeah.
And that is how the crisp crunches.
Oh, Marijn. What have we here? Oh, this is a very special crisp. This is something...
Looks very nice.
Yeah. Oh, this is something that takes me back to our Japanese saga.
Ooh. Yeah,
maybe it's not from Japan, but it's Asian, all right. And let's just save it for next week.
Yeah, we do it next week.